you ever spent literally hours creating content using AI, posting it consistently, getting kind of decent engagement, but made zero sales from it? You're using the same tools as everybody else. You're following the same content formulas. You're posting just as frequently, but somehow, for some reason, your content isn't converting. So today, I'm going to show you exactly how to use AI to create content that doesn't just get likes and comments or like, I love it, but actually drives sales, conversations, and drives enrollments. Because here's what most experts don't get. AI can help you create content faster, but if you don't know how to prompt it strategically, you're just gonna be creating more content that doesn't convert. We don't want that, right? And in a world where everybody is using AI to just pump out posts, the experts who knows how to use it to create content that sells are going to basically dominate, while others out there are going to just drown in engagement metrics that don't pay the bills. Definitely, that's not what we want. So let's talk about this, right? Let's talk first about what is actually happening everywhere right now. A lot of the coaches and experts are out there using AI to create content, right? Like they're asking ChatGPT or Claude or whatever, things like write me 10 posts about overcoming limiting beliefs, or help me create content about scaling your business, or generate hooks for confidence coaching, or write captions about mindset transformation. And AI delivers, right? It's creating professional looking content. It follows all of the best practices. It sounds authoritative and helpful. But when these experts are looking at their bank accounts, things aren't really changing that much, right? They're getting maybe more engagement than before, but fewer sales calls, more followers maybe, but fewer clients, more saves and this is so helpful or whatever comments, but not enough DMs. Now, the reason why this is happening is that most people are using AI to create content that educates, entertains, and inspires, but not content that actually sells. I find that there's a massive difference between these two. Content that educates is the type of content that gives people information that they can implement on their own, right? It makes them feel smart. It positions you as super helpful, but content that sells is creating demand for your specific expertise. It makes people realize that they need guidance and it positions you as essential. Most AI generated content falls in that first category because that's what most people are prompting AI to create. They ask AI to help, to teach, to add value. And that is exactly what AI is going to do. But power buyers, those type of people who are ready to invest right now, they don't really just need more help. They need to recognize that your specific approach is what they've been missing. That shift right there, I feel, is the shift that truly changes everything. So I want to share with you a little bit about how I use AI to create content that consistently drives sales for us in so many different places. So instead of asking AI to just educate my audience, I teach AI my frameworks, and then I ask it to help me create content that demonstrates my unique expertise. So what you need to do is, first, you need to feed AI your strategic foundation. Before asking AI to create any content, in my case, I give it a comprehensive context about my angle of mastery, that unique perspective on why problems exist and how to solve them differently, who power buyer clients are, what their profile is, the specific characteristics of people who are ready to invest, not just consume content. I talk about my need to have formula and how to position your solution as essential rather than a nice to have, right? Like as a need to have versus a nice to have. And I give it like my proven content that has actually driven sales in the past. So AI understands what converts versus what just gets engagement. That foundation is critical because without it, AI is just going to create generic content based on what it sees across the internet. And the internet has a lot of crappy stuff. So instead of asking AI to teach, then I ask it to create content that reveals insights that people have never even considered yet. So let's give you an example. A generic prompt would be to say, write me a post about why people struggle with sales. That's like a basic one. But a strategic one would say, using my power buyers concept, create content that reveals why most experts are accidentally optimizing their messaging for people who are never going to buy. I want you to include my framework about how helpful content actually ends up repelling premium clients. Can you see the difference in that prompt? That second prompt is rooted in my specific frameworks and designed to create demand for my unique approach. So from there, you then want to make sure that every piece of content that you're creating with AI is including some of your proprietary concepts. So in my case, I have it always include power buyer clients, angle of mastery, the need to have formula. These aren't generic terms that anybody could use. They're specific to my own expertise and my own methodology. So when I prompt AI, I might say, okay, can you create content that introduces my angle of mastery concepts? And it shows my experts or my audience why experts who sound like everybody else can't command premium fees. So what that does is that it positions me as the authority on those specific concepts, which creates a natural demand for working with me, which is what I want, right? The other part of this is that I feel like most AI generated content either has no call to action or like a very generic one, like DM me to learn more. So this is another piece of that conversation. I prompt AI to create call to actions or CTAs that match the level of sophistication of the content that I'm creating. So I might say to it, after revealing my helpful content repels premium clients, create a call to action that invites people to get a brand message assessment where I'm going to analyze whether their content is attracting power buyers or repelling them or attracting information seekers. So as you see there, the call to action becomes a natural extension of the content rather than this kind of like disconnected sales pitch that doesn't make sense. So the thing is that AI can only create content that sells if it understands your voice, your frameworks, your strategic positioning. And so this is why I have personally spent months and months and months uploading hundreds of files to my own AI project Knowledge. What I try to do in there is add everything, my proprietary frameworks, my specific language patterns, examples of content that attracted power buyers, all of these different ideas. Without that foundation, AI would just create generic content based on common patterns it sees across the internet. With that foundation, AI becomes an extension of my strategic thinking, creating content that sounds distinctly like me and drives results. So another example of strategic content prompt would be to say something like, you are creating content for established coaches who are struggling with attracting premium clients. Using my Power Buyer Clients framework, I want you to create a post that reveals why getting lots of engagement but no sales means that their content is optimized for browsers instead of buyers. The goal here is to drive interest in my brand message assessment, where I'm going to analyze whether their messaging attracts power buyers. And I want you to make sure that you're using my voice, which is direct, strategic, and insight driven. I mean, listen at that level of prompt, right? Like that's kind of what I really like to do. It includes who the content is for, what framework I want it to use, what insight I want it to reveal, what action I want it to drive, and what voice it needs to use. That level of being super specific is what is going to ultimately create content that actually converts for you. So you start with identifying which framework or concept that you want to feature this week. And based on that, you want to create three different angles on content that introduces your concept. So in my case, I would say, okay, let's speak to these established coaches or experts who are really kind of having a difficult time differentiating themselves. And each time you reveal something, it should be a different problem that a lack of a clear angle of mastery is creating, right? So we want to get into the specifics. From there, you want to review kind of the suggestions that AI is going to give you and select the strongest angle and refine it with your personal voice and examples. And then from there is when you can create the post. And you could say, let's create a carousel post, you know, with 10 different slides, and at the end have a call to action inviting people to your call or whatever it might be. And with that, then you can repurpose it across different platforms, knowing that it's very strategically designed to attract power buyers and create demand for whatever your next step is. So as you can see here, the key is that every piece of content is serving a very strategic purpose, right? We're showing your expertise. We're introducing your frameworks. You're creating natural demand for deeper work with you. And you're the only one that can do this because you've introduced those concepts. So the last thing that I want to say is that people always focus a lot on those vanity metrics, like likes and comments and shares. But vanity metrics ultimately don't pay the bills. Conversion metrics such as assessment calls booked, sales calls, or people enrolling are actually the thing that are going to grow your business. And I find that a lot of people are just focusing and celebrating those vanity metrics while wondering why they're not making more money. For me, strategic AI content is designed to specifically drive conversion metrics. I don't have a massive following. I have a pretty small following. I don't have massive virality either. And yet we're making sales every single week from multiple traffic sources. I care more about that than going viral and having millions of followers or likes or whatever. Ultimately for me, the goal isn't just about creating more content. It's about creating content that moves people forward towards working with you. I feel like AI is an incredible tool for content creation, but only if you know how to use it strategically. If you're prompting AI to create helpful educational content, you might get engagement, But you're not going to get sales if you prompt AI to build demand priming content that shows your unique expertise and positions your approach as like that need to have. It's much more likely that you're going to create content that actually converts. The difference isn't in the tool. It's in how you use that tool. And I find that the experts that understand this, who are able to teach AI their own frameworks and use it to amplify their unique positioning rather than create generic content, they're going to ultimately dominate their markets while other people are just really going to struggle with converting engagement into actual revenue, which we don't want. So let's make it clear. If you want to see if your current content is creating demand or just kind of getting engagement for you, I want you to go to fabipaolini.com/AI for your AI brand message diagnostic that analyzes whether your messaging is positioned to attract power buyers who are ready to invest or not. So you can also find the link in the comments below and make sure that you subscribe and follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you follow me at Fabi Paolini on basically all the platforms. Let me know in the comments below if you're using AI to create content that educates or just content that sells. I'm kind of curious to hear what you share with me. I will see you next week.